vehicle purchasing experience. We are locally owned and our friendly, knowledgeable staff will greet you with a smile and get you in the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and budget. Plus, we will give you Sweet Granada treat for the ride home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:51, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by our good friend, Lyon County History Center Executive Director, Mr. Greg Jordan. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron. How are you?
Great, great. Always good to talk to you, because there's always things, and I mean that plurally, things going on at the Lyon County History Center. And let's start with a Howe House update this week, Greg.
Well, the Howe House, as we know, is the limestone house at 315 East Logan, owned by the Lyon County Historical Society. There are 18 acres there, and what we have done is we have marked out a walking trail, and so it's a mile loop there to go down and walk. And so we are starting to identify the species of plants that are in that area. There is native grass and native wildflowers. And so we are identifying those to enhance your walking experience. And then also here at the History Center, in the front windows, we have the story, the timeline, if you will, of the Howe family. There were three generations of Howes that lived there, and the last Howe, Sarah Howe, left the entire property to us at Lyon County History Center. So it's a wonderful piece of history here in the Lyon County area. Not the oldest house in the county, but top five.
Top five house.
So it's a tremendous amount of history down there. So come by the History Center and look at the timeline, or go down to the Howe House and walk the trail. But it's a lot of fun, and as we continue forward, we're going to keep adding to that trail and some of the other programming that we do down there.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. I mean, there's so much plant life out there. It is good to know exactly what we're looking at, and for you to do that is going to be a nice addition, to that walk out there.
I was going to ask.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, Greg, if there are any surprises on what you found so far in that plant or tree list.
Well, interesting that you should bring that up, Chuck. There are a lot of invasive species that are out there. So there are some cedar trees that have been popping up here and there. The birds contribute to that, obviously. But there's also other things. There's some Bradford pear trees that are out there. And there is a couple walnut trees. Walnut trees aren't invasive, and they were indigenous to the property in this part of Kansas. At one point, Kansas led the nation in the production of walnut lumber. And so if you go into the Howe House, they use walnut for their floors and for all their window treatments and all the trim, if you will. So that's an unusual feature to use walnut, because now we consider that an exotic or an expensive wood, and the Welsh folk are not exactly known for their extravagance. So,
well put.
There you go. Little contradiction.
But it was what was on the property, and some of those walnut trees are trying to come back. So we're eliminating those, and we're just trying to keep with the native grass, the little big and little blue stem, switchgrass, Indian grass, buffalo grass, that sort of thing. And, of course, the wildflowers that one would find out in the Flint Hills now, the coneflowers and that sort of thing. So returning it back to its natural state.
Now, you've got the trail already marked out. Are you still in the process of identifying the species out there? Can people just stop out there and take the walk? How does this work, Greg?
People can still go out there and take the walk. We are still identifying the plants. That'll be an ongoing process. But the walk is open. If you go down to the Howe House, where the yard grass, we'll call it, meets the prairie grass, but that in the middle of that section, there is the opening that leads to the trail. So it goes down to the Zoo Road, and it bends and falls along what would be South Exchange, and then back up to the house. So, yeah, like I said, it's about a mile trip.
Greg, before we switch gears here, how long do you think this process here is going to take place?
Well, Chuck, we started this year, and we didn't really know how far we could get along. We've made some great progress. So we're thinking by next summer, It should mostly be done. But again, it's an ongoing process and something that we will keep adding to.
All right, let's inject some flower power into our conversation here, Greg.
So on the first floor, we have a temporary exhibit area. And so currently up is flower power. So every item that's in that exhibit has some sort of flower motif. So whether it's a quilt or a dress or a hair wreath, these are all things that represent flowers. So the flower power exhibit. For those of you who don't know what a hair wreath is, during the Victorian era, they would save hair from the family in a device called a hair receiver. And so they would save that hair, and then they would crochet it into a flower motif. Typically, this would be something that was hung in the house, maybe even a wedding present. They would collect family members' hair, create this piece of art, and then give it to the new bride and groom as a representation of their family. So this was a fairly common thing. The hair that we have in these hair wreath collections dates to be 150 years old. So it doesn't deteriorate. It lingers. And so it's an interesting, weird Victorian thing. So come down and check that out.
That is a strange story right there.
It is strange and odd, but there you go. Those crazy Victorians.
Right. I was about to say. Talk about summer hours, because those are obviously in full effect.
Summer hours are in full effect. We are open 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, Tuesday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're open from noon to 4. So 6 days a week for your history enjoyment.
All right. And what about a quilt show at the History Center, Greg?
So we have a quilt show on the horizon. We are working with the Flint Hills quilters, Emporia Area quilters, excuse me. And this quilt show will be on September 7th. As we get closer, I'll be talking more about that. But mark your calendars now for Quilt Show, History Center, September 7th.
Okay. Greg, anything else that we need to know here about the Lyon County History Center that you want to have highlighted here this morning?
Just come down and check out. You know, our second floor, we have an exceptionally well-done exhibit area, and that's primarily on the second floor. So come down and check that out. You know, the weather's been pretty decent this week, but next week it's supposed to be warm again. So come in here, escape the heat. We are the coolest place in town. And again, I have the Evergy bill to prove that. So come on in, cool off, check us out.
Yeah, check out those nutty Victorians and what they used to be up to.
Those nutty, crazy Victorians.
All right, thanks, Greg.
All right, guys, have a great day.
All right, you too. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. Again, summer hours 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 4. Greg's with us every other week here for updates, and they are aplenty from the History Center, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. That Howe House project is turning out to be quite the deal, quite the improvement.
Neat deal. KBOE Live and local, 68 degrees. Good morning, it's 9:01.